Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm pleased to say I'm joined today by Paul Kramer, Senior Business Development Specialist at FCCI Insurance Group. Paul, for 17 years now, New Leaf Training and Development have focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve.
Mark, appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm business development consultant specialist with FCCI Insurance. We are a business insurance company. We sell our products exclusively through independent insurance agents. Been around 65 years. Annual sales of $1.1 billion, which puts us in the super regional category. And we are mutually owned, which means we're owned by our customers, not our shareholders. So in my role at FCCI, I manage a territory. There's 20 to 25 of us throughout the company. And I kind of consider myself the CEO of my particular territory. I'm responsible for the growth and profitability of my individual territory, a little almost company within the company. And I do that by working with a team internally, multiple departments, and then with insurance agents. And like our customers, our agents have a choice as to who they want to do business with. And all things being equal, people prefer to do business with people they know, like, and trust. So at the core of what I do is relationship building, and maintaining relationships with agents, and then also give them the tools they need to succeed that, you know, can help them bring value to their customers through FCCI. And one thing I think that sets FCCI apart, and, you know, I think is very important in my style, is, you know, we have a strong employee-focused culture. I'm a basketball fan, and there were two recent college basketball coaching hires. These coaches were hired to high-profile positions, one of them at my alma mater. And both of them, in their introductory press conferences, one of them said, "We will not sacrifice short-term success for the culture of our program." And the other one said, "Culture eats strategy for lunch." And, you know, how I think of that is, if people enjoy working together, if they enjoy coming to work and they wear that logo on their sleeve and they're out and meeting people and people can tell, hey, I don't know where you work, but I know you enjoy it. I know you're happy to be there. People who are happy are productive. They are passionate. And it shows through to other people. It's easy to talk about. It's not just pizza parties and lunches. It's really caring about people, putting your people first. And a big thing with FCCI is we are empowered to make decisions in the best interest of our customers and our agents. So I don't fear making mistakes. I don't fear making decisions. I feel that FCCI has given me the tools that I need to be successful, and that's allowed me to be successful within my territory. And along with, you know, my leadership style and how I try and do things that goes along with relationship building is golden rule. Treat others the way they would want to be treated. You know, nobody wants to be, you know, downgraded or yelled at, but just the simple rule of life. And you and I have had this discussion, and I actually take it a step further. Lead the way you would want to be led. We've all had great, hopefully we've had great leaders, and we may have had not so great leaders throughout our career and throughout life. And you think about the ones that really stood out, and that's really who I try and emulate. And I want to be that person that somebody says, gosh, you know, Paul really had a positive impact on me. And hopefully if I do that for just one person, then they do that for one person and it snowballs. Just simple golden rule, relationship building, empowering people. I think that's a key to successful leadership. I appreciate FCCI providing us with the opportunity to work with you and the New Leaf team. And it's been a great experience for me. And I encourage others to take advantage of the resources and programs that New Leaf offers.
Well, honestly, Paul, thank you so much. That was just awesome. And you left a very positive leadership impression on me when we've had the opportunity to work together. And that enthusiasm that you mentioned, that passion, 100% comes across in abundance. So on behalf of everybody who watches these back, you know, thank you, Paul, for your insights to help people and organizations be their best. Before we sign off, just a reminder to our subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page of our website for the professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.